are declaring every 21st February as International Mother Language Day. In 1999, the United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, has over the years encouraged member states to develop comprehensive language-related policies in order to promote and facilitate linguistic diversity and multilingualism. Research says linguistic diversity is increasingly threatened because several languages are disappearing, and according to UNESCO, a 40% population of the world does not have access to an education in a language they speak or understand. Where does Nigeria stand in all this? The chairman, Egbe Akomolede, Ondo State Chapter, Mr. Femi Oyelowo, admitted that though Nigerian government had been playing visible roles to ensure that indigenous languages were preserved, much still needed to be done.
Despite the diversity of our most local languages and culture in Nigeria, in the educational curriculum, there are three major tribes, Igbo, Yoruba, and Hausa. Even the Ibibio, Efik, and Edo, they have their own language and which they have their curriculum. All those languages they have been put into writing. For them not to go to exam, we have to improve it. Because it's a Yoruba speaking state, they make it mandatory for pupils from kindergarten to secondary school, secondary institutions, to be speaking Yoruba, and they pass the law. So likewise on your state, when you get to Igbo now, they make it compulsory. And there is not school alone. We should start teaching our children our language from home. They can't even begin from home. From home, they speak a foreign language to the children. It is only if you cannot, if we compulsory the language as a compulsory subject in the school, what of the home?
Other responded, Ustaz Zoriri Abioye and Mr. Theophilus Okelola also corroborated this position.
For incoming generation, not to lose our heritage.
We also, we have the responsibility to preserve our own culture, especially for posterity. And if we want to do that, we must begin from home.
Stakeholders pointed out that it was necessary to make progress in mother tongue-based multilingual education and the need for understanding its importance. Dupe Isenamé, Radio Nigeria, Akure.